Okay, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, as always, the Torah should be the Nishmas of Geshem and Rabbi Ari Leib. We'll begin with, this parasha is teaching us the last two mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah and the mitzvah of Hakil. Regarding the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the famous words, V'ata kisvu lochem es hashira azos v'lamda es b'nei Yisro, tzima b'fiem. There's a beautiful vort from Tzvi HaShweber, on which he says he wrote once at Achnasa Sefer Torah. On this pasuk of Asa Kisu Lachem Zashira, Velamdo Es Bnei Yisrael Sima B'fiem. Said a mashal to two sisters who, after many years of having got married and moved to different cities, had a reunion. One of them had married someone who had become an extremely wealthy, prosperous gentleman. The other one had married someone who ended up being in a very difficult financial dire straits, should we say, a real oni maruda. And they meet each other. You can imagine the one is calm and tired and dressed in the levushe malchus, and the other one in her shmatas. They both meet each other and they both start to cry. And he says that the poor one says to the wealthy one, oh, look at my matzav, look at me, look at my shmatas, look at the hardship I'm going through. And Baruch Hashem, you're doing fine. And the wealthy one says to her, listen, maybe you see on me a lot of wealth, this gold, the silver, the tachshitim, but that's not the real pleasures of life. You know, you may not have the finances, but at least your husband, he's mechabed you. What you say it has relevance in the house. He says, you know, with me, I'm just clothed and adorned in all these things, but I don't really get listened to. My opinion's not really given much heed to. So I think maybe you're better off than I am. So Shri Hashverba, I remember back in the days where we used to have in our little shtetlach, a Sefer Torah just about had a mantle on it, and the mantle, oh, it was a little tzaklapt, and I was like, oh, but you know what? Everyone listened to what was written inside it. It may have looked like a poor one. Did people listen to it? Did it have the pleasure of being listened to? And nowadays, as it may be adorned in silver and gold and all of that, in some places, and I don't know where he said this what, but we got to ensure, that's not enough. Ksiva Sefer Torah is not enough. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiem. We've got to teach it to Kali, so we've got to make sure they're adhering to it. Then the Sefer Torah is, so to speak, happy. It has those. It's just putting it on the bima and reading it is not enough. He says, he writes here, there was one Beis HaKnesses near to where I lived. The bima itself cost 12,000 lira sterling back in Ritzu Hashverba's time. He says, but unfortunately, you know, the Sefer Torah goes on there and then that's it. It's got to be that not just that we, he says, but ato kisvu lachem es hashira azois, including the six words of Ato Kisvu Lachem Zashir Azos, the gematria of that, plus six for the six words, is the gematria of Mitzvah al Kol Echad Miyisrael Lichtav Lei Sefer Torah. But not just to write it, it's got to then be V'lamdez V'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihim. It's not just enough to come in and kiss the Sefer Torah, one has to actually not just kiss it, but also adhere to it and make it part of our lives. And then he says, it's a very interesting halacha-wise, is there a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? The Rosh is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah was in the times where Torah Sheval Peh wasn't allowed to be committed to writing. And all you had was a Sefer Torah. But since Klal Yisrael have gone into Golos, and Chazal saw it fitting, Eis Lassel Hashem Feru Torah, so you've got to write a Sefer Torah, you've got to write Svarim, you've got to Sifrit. Svarim have to be written on Torah Sheval Peh. And therefore now that mitzvah is translated into paying or buying Svarim, is also the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So he touches up, and Asama said the same thing. Vato now says Mesh Rabbeinu, Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Azois. But there'll come a time in history where you'll be making the mitzvah with Sforim, with the Torah Sheval Peh, not just with this. I've said this before, but I think it has a lot of relevance. What is the beauty of a shira? A shira is something which Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, without Sima B'fiem, and a shira is something. It's a song. It's a melody which can have harmony. And that means throughout the generations, everyone is obligated to, encouraged to, obligated to learn, and encouraged to be mechadish. And we're encouraged to be mechadish, but one has to be careful when one's mechadish that it fits in line with the Torah. It's got to be a harmony to the constant shira throughout Torah. And that's why Torah is called the shira. It will be the melody that will be sung. and we can sing harmony to it. It can be machadash. We can, so to speak, add chidushim, as long as they stem with the original melody. And that is with what Chazal have transmitted to us in the Mesorah, or what actually is that melody of Torah. The word shira is the same root as a shira. It's a type of a chain, which is a link. And that's what a shira is. It's a song that links us to our past. The song of Torah has that constant link. And that's that melody of throughout the annals of time. And the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel is a fascinating mitzvah. We know there the mitzvah of Hakel is that there's the men, the women, the children. Why do the children come? So we say, Litin Tzchar Lemevi'eya. The Malbim says a very interesting thing. He says, what do we bring the children for? They can't learn, they can't understand. And what's the purpose of bringing them? So he says, he explains that when we're younger, our power of imagination is so much stronger because our intellect isn't yet developed. But as our intellect develops, our power of imagination isn't as strong as it used to be. I think that probably the reason for that is that as we become more aware of the fact that our imagination is only an imagination and it's not reality, we don't use it as powerfully as we used to. He says, but the children, when they're that age, the impact that they'll have of coming to a hakel, of seeing everyone pining to hear the words of Torah, of seeing the melech who, see this, Fasema says, had a nace, that he was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his voice was heard by everyone in the Azorah. Just that experience for the child will make that in his heart, there'll always be a chukka for Torah. And he'll always want to hear what Torah is being taught to him. And that's something which, it's an opportunity, we have to chapar in opportunities like this when we have them, and we can have opportunities to expose, especially younger children, to ma'amadim of Torah. Even if they don't understand a word of what's going on, it has a tremendous impact. And Rav Nosson Adler, Zichtal Livracha, he said that really there's a question that the Medrash asks here. Why are you bringing the children? Children generally, and he writes, they generally are mafriim, and that's why you don't bring them to shul for major parts of davening, when they can, even halacha, Megillah, Yom HaNaroim, but generally they don't come because they can. So he says, the Gemara says, look, Anoshim come because they're going to learn. Women come because they're going to listen. So why tackle we bringing the children? They're just going to disturb. He says, no. The Tu'elis is that they're going to come, whether they've reached the age of Chinuch or not, or they're going to come, and they're going to see what's going on. And that itself will infuse Emunah and Yerushalayim into them. It's similar to Imam at Har Sinai. When they see what's going on, and they see that, and he said, that's the responsibility of every mashpia in another person's life. Mechanchim, parent, melamdim, magide shir, all of those people who are mashpia, Torah, and Yerushalayim to others, that is the most important thing. We're bringing these children for that. We're not bringing them to us. No, there's a hashpah that we can instill into anyone around us. Of Yerushalayim is what's so important. That, like the Pasuk says, it's in order to Yira that they'll actually go and learn. I, a person, he says, will say, but you know, if I'm being mashpia on others, then I don't have time to learn myself, and I'm not shagging myself. He said, and that's exactly what the Makne, which another Rebbe, the Chassam Sefer, said, In the Gemara Moed Katan Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Im Harav Domei Lamalach Hashem Tzvoka is Toira Yevakish Mipiu." Why? What's the difference between a malach and a human being? A human being is a hoylech, and a malach is an oymed. In order to be a mashpia on someone else, a person has to be oymed. Yeah, I won't steig now, but maybe that's not what my tafkid is. My tafkid is to actually be mashpia, and therefore every person has the responsibility to ensure that that is what's happening. What will happen? Don't worry. Litn Tzchale Mivieh. They'll get schar for what they're doing. Rechaim Kavan Zich, Tzadik Baruch Hu, said to me, let's pshat in the Pasuk, Tzadik Katama Yifroch, Ke'erez Baron Yisket. Tzadik Katama Yifroch. How does a Tamar look? A Tamar's leaves sort of spread out and give shade to what's beneath it. So a Tzadik gives shade to others, it's mashpia from himself and others. He may think, I'm losing out in my shtagging, Daiganish, Ke'erez Baron Yisket. Akadosh Baruch Hu's Male and Murid, and Akadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that that person shtags and reaches the position and the places that they want to get to. The Sasema says an amazing thing. It says the year of when was Hakel each year? Hakel each year was the year after Shemitah. And he says it was so significant that it had to be the year after Shemitah. Because he says it was the Koyach of Shmiras Shvius, about which Chazal say, Gibore Koyach, Oise Devorei. And then you know what that results in? Lishmaya b'kol devarei. To have siyata lishmaya, to be able to lishmaya, to hear and understand Torah, comes from being gibori koyach, infusing themselves with their munah through the year of Shemitah. And munah and bitochen results in a clarity of understanding, and a depth of understanding in Torah. And he says, and that's what happened. That's where there was a special siyata d'shmaya from Shemayim for the king. That mitzvah teva, there was no way everyone would be able to hear him. But it happened like that. There was the, like the Rambam says, the hamelach shiachu tzrichin la'amoy b'hakel, k'moy b'har Sinai be'imo b'yiro, and then like b'har Sinai, everyone heard. So too there, everyone hears. And that's why he says that's inyan shmita etzel har Sinai, because shmita and har Sinai infuse a person with that same emunah and bitochen, that afterwards he can come along and have a hakel. When Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Beis HaMikdash would one day be destroyed and we wouldn't be able to have Hakel, and which was sufficient once every 7 years, he went and he wrote a Koheles that we can lay in every Sukkahs, that once every year we need that infusion of what Hakel would have done for us. That's what he says over here. But the importance of the beauty of what we see over here is that after a person has infused themselves with their munah and betochen, they then have the siyata d'shmaya, that words of Torah will be able to embed themselves within a person. A person has then that ability to be lishmaya, to hear, to understand and hear Torah. So the first thing is the pasuk in our parasha, Chizku v'imtzu al tiru v'al taratzim mipneim, ki Hashem elokecha hu ha'olei yichimoch, lo yarapecha v'lo yarzecha. They're talking about the Canaanim. The Kali saw we're going to have to come and face when they went into Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that's with anything that any koyach in the world that tries to be machshel us, Chizku v'imtzu al tiru v'al taratzim mipneim, ki Hashem elokecha hu ha'olei yichimoch. And it's actually interesting, I don't know Chumash, but the psukim prior to that, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead of you. Don't worry. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead of you. And then it says, if you'll keep the mitzvahs that Hashem says, Hashem will be with you. At first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go ahead of us, but then he wants to say, oh, now I'll go ahead of you and I'll pave the way initially, but now are you going to keep my mitzvahs? Ah, you keep my mitzvahs, then I'm actually with you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that siyata d'shmaya. The Rabbi Gamliel, Rabinovich, says that this is when we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He says that's the famous Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who says from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim that when a person has one's mind focused on the concept of Ein Od Milvadoi, nothing can happen because we are Dovok Chizku V'Imtzu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am Imach. Commensurate to our Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. He said, by the Hidigah Abderov, one year, there was a Yid that came for Shabbos HaGadol, together with all the other Yidin that were there. This Yid particularly had a gzera hanging over his head. The local porrit told him that if you don't pay up, he looked after the tavern of the town, and he had to pay a certain amount to the porrits every year for having that schus to be in charge of the tavern. And that year was a particularly bad winter, resulting from which there were very few people who came past this tavern. He didn't have the money to pay the porrits. The porrits said to him, listen, you've got whatever it was, a date by which if you haven't paid, you and your family are in the dungeons. So he went to Heidegger Abderov during the Shabbos HaGadol drosho. By Tish, the Abderov said that a person has to be, he was talking about why in the HaGadol you say Goal Yisrael, and in other times we say Goyal Yisrael. So Goal Yisrael is on the past, and what happened in Mitzrayim. That's the story of Seder night. But really, the revelation of it, the Goyal Yisrael that happens, and we all have that for ourselves, is Lamashal. If a person has a gzera hanging over his head, because the pirates have told him, if you don't pay me by a certain time, I'm going to banish you from, or throw you into the dungeons, and put up, might be machrim all your belongings, then I have a Masorah from previous Torah. So when you come in the Haggadah, to Vanitzak el Hashem Elokeinu, a person then should daven for anything, and they'll be Nitzel. This year, his mom was okay. Went back home. Okay, to his family, he said, this year, on the Leil HaSeder, Leil HaSkadish Chag, we're going to have, told them all about this Vanitzak, and they started the Haggadah, and they started, came to Vanitzak, and they were mom was davening and davening and davening, and the Rebbeinu Shlom, their matzo saved them, etc. Well, gets to the point where they were so involved in their beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't even hear the knocks at the door, when they sort of got towards the end of their tefillahs, they heard some knocking at the door. They ran to the door. They see the next door neighbors there, the guy from next door, the shikha. He told them, listen, I got into a fight with my wife, as you hear every couple of nights, but tonight I actually killed her, and I'm sure the police are going to be on me, so I've got these two massive bags here of coins, gold coins. If they come into my home, first of all, they'll take it all away. I'm running away. I've got to disappear. I'm going to go to a faraway place. I trust you. You're an elachid. I've been your neighbor for years. Here are these two bags. You keep them. When I return, in return for looking after them for me, you'll keep one and I'll take the other. If I don't ever return, then it's yours to keep. Sure. He just fine. Takes it in, puts it away, and the guy runs off. The next morning, Shmuel's going around the town that the guy's killed his wife, and he was found as he was running away. He drowned in a nearby river. Sure. And this Yid, Mamash, got his Yeshua bin Hashamayim. So he goes to straight after Yom Tov, he goes to Porridge, pays him up in full. Porridge can't believe it. Erech, you kept your word. He says, you know, I can see you're a trustworthy person. I can see Erech. I'm going myself on a journey. I've got to do some business. I want you to take over the running of all my estate, the whole area. And he gives him, sits down with him, explains to him how everything's got to run and how it's all got to work, and signs it off all to him for the interim period. Off he goes. Short while later, he hears the porridge is dead as well. And this Yid has mamish newfound massive Ashiras. He's the new porridge. So his wife said to him, you know, you've got to go back to Abdurov and thank him. Thank him for it. So he went back to Abdurov, he comes into Avisrael, and he says to him, you know, Shkoyach, I was here, Shabbos HaGadol, and you mamish, because you were talking to me, and first of all, here's a tremendous pidyon nefesh that he brought to the donation to the chotzer for everything that had that he had experienced. After all, in his aniva, said, it's not, I was just talking about something that can happen. It could have been, put that in my mind because it was referring to you and you had to hear it. But it's nothing to do with me. He says, it's to do with your emunah. You came here with emunah in the koyach of a Torah. And the Torah that I've learned, and the Rebbe Shem has given me the opportunity to share it and decimate it to others. And you came to me, Ma'amin, in that, and you heard what I said. And maybe you went and you doubled with Amunah to the Eibishter because of what you heard. Your Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you that. And that's what Amunah and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings. It brings a tremendous amount of bracha. I heard this story about a similar story about one of the Sfadish Shigadolim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Novich himself says it. About a different one of them, it doesn't mean a slightly different story about Rabbi Salomon Mutsafi. He says that one year, particularly on Rosh Hashanah night, he came home, his wife lit all the candles, and you can imagine they were just about to start the Suda, and somehow the candles went out. So everyone was, he said, no, it's the Yom Tov, we can light the candles again. They lit the candles. I was a bit worried. He came to pour his wine, his mozigit with three things of water, like the minig of Pisoid, and suddenly, as he lifts up the coast about to make Kiddush, as if someone jerked his hand, the whole thing spilled on the table. Beautiful, white, pristine tablecloth, Rosh Hashanah night. He says, no, Daiganish. Tells them, change the tablecloth. They change the tablecloth. Comes then Motzi, by the apple. He's about to drip the apple in the honey. As he dips it in the honey, the whole honey thing falls on the floor. So it's fine. Honey fell on the floor. We refill the honey. Yesterday, his family were very, very nervous. This happened Rosh Hashanah night. And Simonim, Rosh Hashanah night, old Simon. And he was mamish with like a little smile on his face, ruig, a hate, nothing. He said to him, there's nothing to be, there's no simon of a cat. It's about emunah, bitachon. The next year, Rosh Hashanah night, he says to him, does anyone remember last year's Rosh Hashanah thing? And they thought, don't remember, that's terrible, like a black meal. It was, I say. So let's just look through our year, Baruch Hashem, none of us were ever ill during the year. Baruch Hashem had our panosim matur, berevach the whole year. We had our tzloch and everything. Every aruch in his koilel was paid on time, every single chedesh. Because, you know why? Because I had emunah. Mitochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wanted on the night. Fakert, he said, that was all the satan trying to shirk us off the emunah and get us to not see a Yad Hashem. That's what emunah and mitochan does. I'll just share with you. I saw last Shabbos morning an amazing medrash in Koheles.
Medrash on a very high level to understand that, though. Most people would naturally think that it's a sign that we have to do something to change something.
Either that, or but it's a kodesh roh. One shouldn't get down about it. It could be it's a sign to do something. It's a sign to do something, but with betoch. Okay, Shmuel sent me that sign, but definitely not to reduce the Yom Tov aura. Not to allow it. That's what you're saying. Not to allow these things. The truth is, one has to be prepared for that every Yom Tov, every Shabbos. To be prepared for what we can't be prepared for, that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is normally testing us to see if we're going to lose it or not. And Eitz Hashem, we get it more times right than not. That's more or less how it should work. This is a medrash, an amazing, amazing medrash. The medrash says, there was a medrash in Koheles, Perek Beis, Ois Dalad. So there was a prestigious person in Tzipori who was making a bris milah for his son. And Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, famous Rav Shimon, the last Tana mentioned in Shas, was the Zakan HaTanoim. He told Rebbe in Masechet Shabbos that he was very aged, and that's why he hadn't come to visit Rebbe on the regel, when he normally would have. That he was this guy. He lived in a place called Ein Teino, and the people must have been a little bit near to the city of Tzipori. The prominent person in Tzipori was making bris milah. He said, "We're going to go." The Medrash mentions a story that happened on the way, so I'm not going to go into that now. But he says he came there to this, he came to the Bris Suda, And during the bris, the father of the child was going around pouring out wine for people to enjoy. And he was giving them, he's giving them old wine, good aged wine. To drink from this good wine, I trust the Mori Dishmai and the Rabbeinu Shlom, from this wine I'll give you to drink. At the wedding of this son of mine. And that's what they answered him after. Came to the end of the Suda, and Rabbi Shimon Mechel after at night went, and he met someone. He met Shlichoin Divriyoso, Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the Malach HaMoves, he says to Rabbi Shimon Mechel after, so you basically trust in your good deeds. Rochtin al Oivdeichoin Tavio Atul Nofkin al Shah Delo Shah. You're going out at a time that you're not meant to go out. People shouldn't go out alone at night in the outskirts of the city because of the shindalids in those days. So Rav Shimon Mechel after said to him, what about you? Atmanat, or what about you? I am the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malach HaMoves. He said, so why do you have such a sour face? You're doing your job, you're doing a tough kid, you look so very sour. So he said to him, Min kal milayo kashyoso da noshma min briyoso b'chol yoy. From the words that I hear, that are difficult words that I hear from people every day. So he says, "What? Like what?" So he says, "You know what? This child that you went to his Bristol today, I received a petek from Shemaim. That was an order form that within 30 days I should take him back. Time's up." And hine shamati, I hear that his father's giving out people to drink. And he says, have this, because I'm Bateach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'll give it to you at his bris suda. Amar ishtun chamar tav da'ano rechitz v'mori deshma, amine ano mash kerechem v'mash yosef. U'shmias v'atzivas, and I hear this, and I'm very depressed. Ditzloiso in mevat lo yoseh, because his tefillah is mevatl, what I'm meant to be doing. So I'm a bit jobless now, because of his tefillah. So Shimon Mechel after said, okay, so show me the petek you've got for me. When's that? So he said, no. Ano shalit, leis ano shalit al didoch, v'lo al di lechavroch. I've got no shlita over you and your chavro. Shimon Mechel after said, why? He says, because the v'chol yoyim atun amilim b'torah, b'mitzvahs v'osin stokos. V'akadosh Baruch Hu moisif yomim al yameichem. Someone who's osin b'torah, mitzvahs and stokos, v'akadosh Baruch Hu.
Everyone ends up dying, including all the tzaddikim.
Sorry?
Everyone ends up dying, including all the tzaddikim.
Yeah, I mean, because they come to a point where they say, okay, Ad Kan. Yoker Bein Hashem, I'm
Obsal Hashem. Who says Ad Kan?
They, the tzaddik.
Yeah.
Yoker Bein Hashem, it's Yoker, and there's a Mavsal Hasidah, when the Hasidah say to him, Ad Kan, time for Misa.
Well, when he himself says he wants to say goodbye.
So one of the tzaddikim, when they're ready to go. Or their days are up. Everyone's given a set amount of days that they're going to live. When they're born, it's already nichra, so how many days they're going to live. But the people who are osik in Torah, mitzvahs, and osik in stokos can have added days added to them. Yeah? So Shimon and Chalafta said, just like you haven't got any shlita over me, you also shouldn't have any shlita over this child, and it was mevakesh rachamim, and the child lived. Very interesting. What does the Malach HaMoves say? I hear and I'm upset about the tefillahs of the father. Where was the father's tefillahs? He never davened the word. He said, I trust that I'll give this to you to drink at his chasana. That's the chos, that's tefillah. That's tefillah. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Tefillah is the Rebbe Shem. I trust that this is what will happen. What is tefillah? Tefillah is, I can't tell the Rebbe Shem, make this happen. Well, that's what makes it happen. That's not what makes it happen, because I tell the Rebbeinu Shlom what to do. What makes things happen is the trust that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you realize it's me and only me, and you're putting your trust in me. Okay, I'll respond. That's what it was. The Yehi Rochitz. I trust. I trust in the Bayra Olam that I'll have the opportunity, because it's not too, sometimes we think we're going to daven. Because I've davened, so now I must receive. It's not because I've davened that I'm meant to receive. It's because I put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rebbeinu Shem will respond. Sometimes the answer is not exactly what I've asked for, and it's in a different way, but he'll hold my hand through it because I put my trust in him. And that's the beautiful beauty of what we see here. Once one does that, okay, then now we see it, one can have hakel, once put one's trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then my heart is ready now to have words of Torah enter into it. And that's really what tefillah is, the tefillah that we have now through the Yom HaNeroim. We're putting our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really what it is. The whole of Yom HaNeroim tefillahs are trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is Zochreinu L'chaim, Melech Chavetz B'chaim, Chosfeinu V'sever HaChaim, Leman Chelekim Chaim. Zochreinu L'chaim. First of all, remember us. We trust that you can do this, and we trust that this is able to happen, and that we trust that you're going to guide us through it. It's a Leman Chav. We trust that you are Zohar Yotzul L'chaim Rachmi. And I throw myself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. I throw myself into the lap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes me with him. He takes me and he guides me. That's the pshat in the tefillah. So we should have Takas Yasta Dishmaya to be able to daven, to be able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to just the one of the things I saw, beautiful Moshe from the Chofetz Chaim, says, V'hoyo kisim senor oisoi rois rabois v'tzoreis. V'omza ashira azois le'edu. Person finds they're going through Golos and times have gotten hard. And then there'll be a shira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will come to give witness against us, the shira of Hazinu. And it says, Ki loi si shokach mipi zaroi, ki yodati es yitzroi. Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Ki yodati es yitzroi, because I know his yitzroi. It says the Yetzara is waiting for us the whole time. So the Chofetz Chaim, he says, a marshal, there were two countries that had a feud between them for years and years and years. One of the kings decided, Ad Khan, was draining the resources of the country, and it's just that this standoff is, anyone who can give me advice on how to bring this to an end, they can enter my storehouses and take what they want. So one Pekeach came, and he gave him a sound advice and brought an end to the whole conflict. It's all over. The king, you know, he has to come true with his promise. It was a promise made to the country, but he was a bit worried that he had some really precious things inside the storehouses, which he didn't want this guy to get hold of. So he convenes a meeting of his top advisors. What do I do? So they say, give us a few, they go, they find out, they come back, they say, we found out about this guy. There's one thing, he's a music fanatic. When he hears good music, it's like he goes into a different, you know, sort of trance almost. What you do is you get the best orchestra, and get them playing inside your storehouses. When he's in there, it's going to totally distract him. Yeah, but here, the fellow comes to receive his reward, and they open the storehouses, huge doors are open, then he walks in, and suddenly he's hit by these unbelievable melodious tones, and he's transfixed. What am I coming for? I've come to... He starts running to the thing, and suddenly they play another piece or some other few bars that completely throw, and he's transfixed. Until that went on through the day again and again and again, until they said, hey, okay, time up. I haven't got anything yet. Time up. That's what the Yitzhara does. The Yitzhara knows we're here, we can chop diamonds, pearls, jewels, we've got everything. What he's trying to do is throw all the things at us that we like, that will distract us, that will impede us from being able to pick up the diamonds, the gems, and all that along the way. Kiloisi shokach mipi zaroi. Torah has it all in. The gematria of ki, someone told me this today, kiloisi shokach mipi zaroi. I think it's Kiloi Shishokach Mipi Zari. It's the gematria of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. I told this to some boys in school.
I told
them to work it out, and they said, yeah, it works. But I assume it works. That's the Havtocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, one of the things, and a boy in school this week asked me, he said, a classic happens so often, where on Rosh Hashanah I was wondering whether I'm really a Ma'amin. I said, if you're wondering about it on Rosh Hashanah, boy, you're a Ma'amin.
He
said, don't worry about that. He said, but like, how do we know?
Not quite the same.
Right. That's where he must have got it from. So I said to him, one of the things that the Yavit says is the proof of Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael and the Munin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're still around. It doesn't make sense in the laws of history that this tiny nation who's been battered and bruised and flung from one end of the world to the other hasn't assimilated, hasn't become part of the culture of the land, and they've still, and what's actually kept them, it doesn't matter how near or far they are to Yiddishkeit, but what's kept them Yidden, because they're keeping something from Torah still. It could be a Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos candle, but what is it? It's a mitzvah. It's Torah. Kilo is Yishakach Ami Pizari. Somehow we're still around. Doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense. But that's Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's predicted. It was told. That is what's going to be the constant. That's what we're going to be there. And just finish off with my favorite Baal HaTorim. There are four times in the Masorah where it says the word V'karos. V'karos normally means and call. It's the female command to a female. V'karos. V'karos Shema Yishmael. That's what Haggai was told. Call his name Yishmael. In our parasha, V'karos Eschem Hara B'achris Hayom. I mean, V'karos normally is, and they will happen to you bad in the end of the days. And here it's actually written as they will call. And call to you bad in the end of the days. And then two in Yeshaya. V'karos Shema Imanu Kale. That's not the reason why it's my favorite, but it just happens to be that one. And so she called his name Imanu Kale.
Who will call what bad?
The second last pasuk of our parsha. Bad will call out to you in the end of days. Real bad will happen to you, but why does it use the lashon of calling? You should call his name Imanu Kale, and V'karos Yeshua Chemesayach, and you should call out Yeshua in your walls. Said the Baal HaTorim. This is the thread that weaves the tapestry of history through the annals of time. And it goes like this. V'karos Shema Yishmael. The background to this is really a picture of Rebbe Elazar. Why is he called Yishmael? The Malach said, Ki Shoma Hashem Elon Yech. So then he shouldn't be called Yishmael, he should be called Shomakel. In fact, the picture of Rebbe Elazar. V'lomo nikra Shema Yishmael. Ki osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmoya Be'en Kas Yisrael Be'achris Hayomim Mimah She'asidim La'asid Lem B'nei Yishmael. Sorry, Be'artzom. Yishmael is called Yishmael, not for him. Now, there's no, everything in the world is only for us, Klal Yisrael, Zicha in the Torah. Do you know why he's to be called Yishmael, to a message to us, that when in the Achris Hayomim he causes us pain, we should call out to Hashem, V'karos Eschem Hara B'Achris Hayomim. In the end of the days, when Yishmael causes bad, he's not just dumb, it's calling out, Klal Yisrael. Daven. What's Tefillah? As we said before, Tefillah is throwing myself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lap. I trust, I totally trust in you, my trust is in you, I'm throwing myself. Imanu Kale. And with V'karos Shema, Imanu Kale. Then V'karos Yeshua Chomesayich. Then there'll be Yeshua, and that's that will happen. So what's happening in the world today, where we're seeing the prominence of Yishmael, and Golis Yishmael in its prime, is being predicted as being that which is to encourage us to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put our trust into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aymunah, and B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ez Hashem with that, we'll be Zeicher to Yeshua's. And good us from here of the Amino.